from breaking news in Detroit to breaking news in Lansing. Current State's Kevin Lavery has already today been at the early morning meeting of Lansing's financial health team at the Ari Olds Museum. The meeting started at 7:30, and we are getting the team's final assessment of how to revise municipal finance and revenue here in the capital city. We do face some shortfalls that's been on the mayor's radar for a long time. Kevin, good morning. What have you learned this morning?
Good morning, Mark. Well, we have learned that the plan is essentially intact. There could be a few minor changes. This is a draft proposal, but it is expected to be completed certainly over the weekend. It's going to be presented to Mayor Brunero on Monday in the afternoon and then to the City Council later that evening. Former Mayor David Hollister, who chairs this committee, is calling this Lansing 2.0, and he is stressing that this is not going to be business as usual. He says this is a fundamental restructuring of city government. There are a couple of different reports involved here, one of which is from the Long-Term Solutions Group. Much of it has to do with pension systems and benefits. Some city employees in Lansing do not participate in Social Security now, so the city is recommending that all employees move toward 100% participation in Social Security and then reduce the pension costs that the city incurs to offset that non-participation. There are many recommendations involving pensions, also retiree health care. One recommendation is that the city should move to a uniform schedule for vesting in retiree health care benefits that is consistent with best practices in other adjacent communities. It also gets into health care. And then there are, of course, some regional recommendations as well, one of which is that the city and the school district should explore the possibility of combining their facility for municipal offices and school district offices. And one that's pretty significant is looking into the possible sale of Lansing City Hall and relocating City Hall to a different building.
How about that? That is some interesting stuff. Well, the mayor, Mayor Brunero, gave Dave Hollister a big charge and charged him with being visionary, being revolutionary if need be, because this is a huge concern of Mayor Brunero's. Some potentially really thorny issues involving municipal consolidation and service sharing here, though, too. They did get into that this morning.
Yes, they absolutely did. Mayor Brunero had charged this team with cutting $9 million, and this proposal cuts $12 million. So this has gone above and beyond. David Hollister did make a point of saying that this is not Detroit. Lansing is a well-managed city, but it simply needs to do better with sharing, consolidating, and defining its core services. A theme that came up in the meeting is we simply cannot do all things for all people. We have got to do less with less. Matter of fact, Hollister even said, this may be too much too fast. This may be something that the next generation of leadership may have to tackle. So these are not easy problems, not fixable with a stroke of a pen, but people on the team are very confident that this will put the city on a very drastic and very necessary path toward financial recovery.
Excellent, Kevin. Thanks for your help this morning on
this. Thank you.